These are solemn, ominous words, warnings of our Lord, like the previous message. Solemn words of our Lord, yet mercy, great mercy to our children. It says to us and our children, like Noah, it says Noah was warned of God, and so he moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world, but he became an heir of righteousness, which is by faith. I want to be like Noah, don't you? I want to be like Lot, though I seem as one that mock. I want to be a believer. I am a believer. The Lord speaks to us of Lot and Sodom as he did Noah and the ark and the flood. The world doesn't believe there was, they don't believe that there's God. They don't believe there was a flood. They don't believe that there's sin, there's such a thing as sin. They don't believe that there's judgment, that there's wrath, that there's heaven or hell. Did you read J.C. Ryle's article in the book? Very good. But we do. We believe in it. We really do. We believe all that's written in the prophets. The way they call heresy, that's the way we believe them. And the reason we do, the only reason why we believe is it pleased God to reveal His Son. We know, John said, we know, to God's people, he said, that we know that the Son of, because the Son of God has come and given us an understanding that we might know Him that is true. And we're in Him that is true. This is life. To know the true God and Jesus Christ whom He sent. And the only reason we know is God chose us and revealed Himself to us. Like Lot. Like Noah. And those who don't believe, here's the point, here's the thing, is those who don't believe are not calling me a liar, not calling, they're calling Jesus Christ a liar. Because He's the one that spoke of these things. He's the one. But those who, Scripture says, though as many as received Him, to them gave He the right privilege to be called the sons of God, which were born, not of will, not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God, born of God, quickened by God, chosen by God, begotten by the word of truth. God chose them, gave them life from the dead, revealed Christ to them. And those who receive Him, John wrote, or John preached, has set to His seal that He's true. He's true. Let God be true. Every man alive. So I'm not here to prove the ark. I'm not here to prove the flood. I'm not here to prove that there was a Sodom and a fire rained down on Sodom. God said so. That's it. The Lord is telling us. The Lord is telling His disciples. That's who He was talking to here in this time. Right? That's who He's talking to. And He's telling them of the certainty of His return and the suddenness of His return. The certainty of it. He said, heaven and earth will pass away. Not one word of mine fail. There's not one thing Christ has said that hasn't come to pass, is not now coming to pass, and will not come to pass. Everything He said. Heaven and earth going to pass away. Let me go ahead and say that. But God made a covenant. See, God made a covenant with Christ. Gave a people to Christ. See, the Lord might come in a moment, so I'm going to say this quick. Okay, somebody had heard. God chose a people for the foundation of the world and gave them to Jesus Christ, like Noah and his family. And God gave them to Jesus Christ to come to this earth and save them, to be their ark, to be their refuge, to be their blood sacrifice, to bear the wrath of God against them upon Himself. And they're going to be found in Christ in that day. All of God's people are going to be found in Christ in that day. All of God's people, though they live in Sodom, He's going to bring them out, outside the camp, like Hebrews 13 said, and bring them to Christ, every single one of them, like Lot. He's going to lay hold of them. Why? Because God made a covenant with Christ. And Christ said, all the Father giveth me shall come unto me. That's what He said. No man can. Except the Father draws them. But everyone He's drawn, everyone He's chosen and given to me, they're going to come. Why? Because I'm the king. Where the word of a king is, there's power. I'm like Noah. They come when I go. And they're saved by me. I just told you the gospel. All right, but in this story of Lot, go back to Luke, or you're at Luke 17. Our Lord said, verse 28, likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. Same day Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. As in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted. Go back to Genesis 18. We read chapter 19. Go to Genesis 18. Genesis 18. As in the days of Lot, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be, of Christ. They ate, they drank, they bought, sold, planted, builded life on earth. That's life on earth. That's what everyone is taking up with. All right? It always has been. It's always been that way. God is not condemning eating and drinking. Our Lord came and ate and drank the very food and drink that He made. There's nothing wrong with that. He giveth us all things richly to enjoy. They bought and they sold. Abraham was rich in cattle and gold and silver. And the Lord maketh rich, He maketh poor. They sold, they planted, they builded. Nothing wrong with those things. Okay? But the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. The kingdom of God is not in seen thing, but unseen. The kingdom of God, Scripture says, is in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, what's that? That's Christ. The kingdom of God is righteousness. He is the righteousness. The kingdom of God is peace. He is our peace. The kingdom of God is joy of the Holy Ghost. Christ said, my joy, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you, you're going to rejoice in me, Christ said. You? Is that better than life to you, Christ? And you're in the kingdom. And when He comes, you're going with Him. But in the days of Lot, like now, look at chapter 18, verse 20. Chapter 18, verse 20. This is the Lord coming to Abraham and said, the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, because their sin is very grievous. In Isaiah 3, you've read this many times with me, but the Lord said this in Isaiah 3. He said, the show of their countenance doth witness against them. They declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Apparently Sodom was a little bit hush-hush about their sin and iniquity for a while. Then they all came out of the closet and began to defy God and heaven and, you know, take pride in their sin. And our Lord's word says, they hide it not. He says, woe unto their soul. They rewarded evil unto themselves. That's what He said. And He said in Isaiah 37, their rage against me and their tumult has come up into my ears. I hear it. And isn't that now? Isn't that now? More than ever. More than as in the days of Lot. They're not going to hide their sin anymore. They're going to be proud of it. This month, you know that this month has been designated as LG, how do you say, BTQ month, Pride Month. And the only reason that we're not in that is that the Lord laid hold of us. We're in it. We're living this world. Lot, remember they said to Lot, you just sojourner here. Oh, thank God. He was in it. Marvin, he was not of it. And they knew it. You're not like us. But you're not our judge. No, Lot didn't. He knew he wasn't. But God is. God is. And Lot believed God. Oh, my. But in our text, Genesis 18, and then it says, you see, in Genesis 18, the Lord appeared to, verse 1, the Lord appeared to Abraham, and he lifted up his eyes, and three men came to Abraham. Who were they? The Lord was one of them. Who? The Lord Jesus Christ. That's who spoke to Abraham and Lot. But there are three men, the Lord and two of his angels, appeared to Abraham. And they made this covenant. They'd already made this covenant. They came to confirm it, didn't they? To give a promise. I thought, if I get in that chapter 18, I'll get stuck there. But they came, Abraham, your wife's going to have a son. John, they came bringing promise of a son, a miracle child, Isaac, who's a picture of Jesus Christ. Before Sodom was destroyed, God came with this promise. Before the warnings came this promise of life in a son, of a covenant in the son, of a covenant made with Abraham through the only begotten son, whom Abraham offered on the altar just like Christ on Calvary. So that's a picture of Christ. Before judgment, there was mercy. Well, in Genesis 19, two men. Where'd the Lord go? Back to the right hand of the majesty on high. And sat down. But he sent two men, and you have it, Genesis 19, verse 1. You have it there? Genesis 19, there came two angels to Sodom in the evening. Two angels. And the rest of this time, they're called men. They're just referred to as men. Well, they were men, Kelly. They were men. They weren't these, they didn't have wings. They're men. They looked just like men. The men of Sodom said, bring these men out here. They were just men to them. Not to Lot. Not to Lot. Angels. And he knew it. He was so grateful. And he treated them like that. Angels of mercy. Oh, brethren. The Lord has sent angel after angel after angel to us, has he not? With the message of judgment, wrath, mercy, grace, salvation. And he lays hold of us. These men are going to lay hold of Lot, the Lord being merciful to him, and bring him out. We are going to be saved through the law and the prophets. We're going to be saved through by mercy and truth, righteousness and peace. We're going to be saved by pastors and teachers. We're going to be saved by angels of his mercy. It pleased God by the foolishness of preachers. How shall they hear without a preacher? Lot wouldn't have heard this. Lot wouldn't have come out if the Lord hadn't sent two angels to bring him out. The Lord didn't say, I sure hope Lot comes to himself. I sure hope Lot figures it out. No, sir. He sent two angels to bring him out. They came to Sodom. And you remember the Lord said, I'll not destroy this city if I can find 10 righteous. If I can just find 10 righteous, I won't destroy this city. There were not 10 righteous in a town of 300,000. Not 10. And doesn't the scripture say, there's none righteous? No, not even one. But Lot. Hold on. Lot is called a righteous man. You know that? Doesn't it, John? You know the scripture. Just Lot, Peter wrote about. Was it Peter? Just Lot. He's called just. He's called righteous. Said that righteous man vexed his righteous soul with the sin of people all around him. It vexed him. And he was sitting in the gate. Lot was sitting in the gate. You remember our You remember our memory verse that said, "Blessed is he that sitteth at my gates, watching and waiting." This is the gate. Christ is the gate, the way. We come, sit, and wait. What do we want? Out! Lot was sitting in the gate. What's he doing? I believe he's calling on the Lord. I believe he's... See, he grew up under Abraham. He grew up hearing the truth. He grew up hearing the truth of God. Abraham worshipped at Bethel. Lot was right there beside him. And he heard this, and he heard this all his day till he became a certain age. And he looked at Sodom. Ooh, that's where I want to live. And Abraham, no, don't. And that's where I'm going, Uncle Abraham. Oh, Abraham wept over me. And he went. And he almost perished in Sodom. But God made a covenant. Abraham, and Lot was in it. And God sent two angels to this decadent, filthy city to save one man. One man. And remember in our text, Genesis 19 said, "I can't destroy this place till I bring him out." Lot was sitting in the gate wanting out. I believe that Lot, the Lord brought him to himself like that prodigal son. Lot remembers hearing the message. You know, he'd been in Sodom for a while, and that God's word that he heard through Abraham, the worship that he heard with Abraham of the true and living God, and God's mercy and the blood sacrifice and all of that. He heard that, and it came back to his heart, his soul, his mind, and it convicted him. And he said, "What am I doing here in Sodom? What am I doing here? How did I get here? What made me think this was what I wanted? Oh, I want out." And he sat in the gate praying. I believe he's praying, "Lord, come get me." You know what the Lord did? He did. He sent two angels to get him out. Bless God, that's what he did to me. To bring Lot out of Sodom. So Lot heard. He heard these angels, the message that they had of judgment. He believed. And in Genesis 19, he believed, and if whatever you believe, whatever's in your heart, the mouth will speak, right? So he went out, look at verse 14. Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law that married his daughter, said, "Up, get you out of this place. The Lord will destroy this city. God doesn't love us. He's angry. He's going to destroy this place." That's the true God. And that's the truth. And our Lord said, "As in the days of Lot." Didn't he? And Lot went and told those he loved, believing the truth, and he went and told them and witnessed. It says he seemed as one that mocked. Now, it doesn't matter what they thought of him. He's telling the truth. It doesn't matter what he had been. He's telling the truth. It doesn't matter. Lot's a sinner. They say, "You're just a man like us. You're just a sinner like us. And you're warning us?" Yes, I am. Do you realize how difficult it is for me to stand up here time and time again and warn you when I'm a sinner too? Do you realize the hypocrite I feel like so often? But I'm just telling you of my mercy to you, okay? I'm telling you where I found mercy. I'm telling you. Flee from the wrath to come. Don't look back. Paul said, forget the thing. Forget yesterday. Look to Christ. Just look to Christ. Just come to Christ today. I'm telling you today what I need to do myself. Come to Christ. Get in the ark. Flee. Lot was warned again and again. When I started to bring this message, I thought, I've heard this so many times, and I hate to bring messages of warning and judgment and keep talking about God's angry. It's what Jesus Christ said. It came up. And have you noticed with me going through Luke? Have you noticed with me? dire words. Hell and hope. Have you noticed with me? All the way through Luke, it just gets more and more serious, doesn't it? So much more as you see the day approaching. It gets more and more serious. The words of our Lord. And the closer he gets, and that's what the scripture said, exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching. Get in the ark, come down with us. Don't forsake the assembly of yourselves together. The Lord's coming. Well, where am I? Lot went out. He seemed as one that mocked. He wasn't. He was telling the truth. He's telling the truth. And look at verse 15. Don't you love this? Said, so the morning rose, the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take your wife, your daughters, which are here, lest you be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And I'm telling every parent in here to have your children under the sound of the gospel. Noah, for 100 years, would get up every morning and go to work on that ark. And he told Shem, Ham, and Japheth, get up, boys. Get up. Oh, Dad, I don't want to get up. Ham, Shem, Japheth, get up, son. We're going to work on that ark. But, Dad, it's true, son. I'm telling you. I want you in that ark. Like I want to be in that ark. You're coming with me. As long as you're in my house, Shem, Japheth, you're going to be with me. Lot had two daughters, didn't they? That lived at home with him and never known a man. And they were with him, and the Lord laid hold of them. The Lord was merciful to them. Were they sinners? Oh, were they sinners. But the Lord laid hold of them, not them at that. And he went, he had at least two other daughters, didn't he? That were already married. And he went out and told them, you need to come with us. We're leaving. You need to come with us. The Lord's coming. Dad, nobody knew like that. I do. It's the truth. The Lord said. Well, look at verse 16. And it says, while he lingered. That's me. Is that you? Any lingerers in here this morning? Huh? Lot lived a long time in Sodom. He had a home. He had a nice chariot. He's still making payments on it. He had a family, children, and maybe some grandchildren. He had other daughters that were in Sodom. He had strong ties, didn't he? There were things he liked to do in Sodom, places he liked to go, didn't he? You? Me? I do. The things I enjoy, people I love. But I believe like Lot that the Lord is going to destroy this place. And I say with Lot, Lord, lay hold of me. Don't let me linger. And he did. In verse 16, the Lord, while he lingered, the men laid hold of him. The gospel, you see. This is how the Lord speaks. This is how the Lord saves us. This is how the Lord brings us out. Whatever, when those three men spoke, it sounded like one person was speaking. He was. Those two angels were just repeating what the Lord said. And when the Lord went back, those two angels were sent to Lot to just tell what the Lord said. And their words were the words of the Lord. And the Lord saved Lot through their words. Brought them out through their words, though just men. Angels of mercy. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, upon the hand of his wife, upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. Oh, Lord, lay hold of me. Oh, Lord, lay hold of me through thy gospel. Lay hold of my wife. Lay hold of my daughter, my granddaughters. Is that what you say? Lay hold of us. Bring us out. He did. He brought them forth. And what did he do? Set them without the city. Do you know where that is? You need to see it. Hebrews 13. I'm going to close. This is the conclusion, okay? Hebrews 13. This is where that's found. He laid hold of them and set them without the city. Because that's not Lot's home. That's not where he's staying. He's going to the mountain. Lot's going to end up in the mountain. What mount? And Mount Zion shall be deliverance. For in that mount, John, the Lord had prepared a feast of fat things and wine only. In that mountain he shall bring forth judgment, victory on the judgment. Death, where's that? In that mount, where's that? Mount Calvary, Mount Zion. In Hebrews 13, this says in verse 12, our Lord Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore. Turn. Save ourselves from this untoward generation by turning to Christ. Unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continued city. We seek one to come. By him, therefore, by him I say, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Why? Because the Lord, being merciful to us, has sent preachers, angels of his mercy, to warn us, to show us, to put us in the ark, to bring us out of Sodom by his mercy before the fire fell. And in our text of Luke 17, the Lord said, the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire. When the last elect, the last one of God's elect, be it a child born, a baby aborted, when the last elect, lightning's going to flash. The trump is going to sound. Some of you smile. The graves are going to open up. The dead in Christ are going to rise. And in us, the sky is going to be filled with our Lord's presence and everybody that he's bringing with him. Ain't that something? You see it? Yvonne, do you see that? You see more clear than anybody. I do too. And it says, even thus shall it be the day when the Son of Man is revealed. And he went on to say, remember Lot's wife. Her heart was still in Sodom. She appeared to go out. She appeared to be out, but she wasn't. It wasn't out of her. She wasn't in Christ. She looked back with longing. That's where I want to be. And not Lot. He didn't look back. He forgot that. Pressing forward. How about you? All right. Let's sing in closing. Number 141, is that it?